All my life, I knew that food cannot be taken for granted. Not much was available. There was a shortage of everything. For example, there were only two types of cheese, and not in all stores, and not every day. Sour cream was consistency of buttermilk, maybe 80% water. Milk was not really milk. Sausages were made primarily out of starch and filler. Grocery store shelves were empty by the end of the day, and one couldn't buy more than a small amount of most items, and therefore needed to go food hunting almost every day. But even with what was available, was really bad quality. Like, for example, potatoes, major staple in Russia. The way you bought potatoes was that a sales girl would pull several kilograms of potatoes into a chute. You already had a very large bag covering the outlet of the chute, and all the potatoes and dirt would fall into your bag. When you get home, though, you would separate the potatoes, and about 60 or maybe even more, 70% would go into trash because they were so rotten, no part of them could be saved. This was the way we lived. We didn't know any better, and the Iron Curtain was in place to make sure Soviet citizens couldn't even imagine that these shortages of basic necessities is not the way of life in countries outside of Soviet bloc. But for me, as a child, I lived at home with my parents and babulia, and it was their responsibility to somehow get the food on the table. Papa and I got married when I was a six-year student. I was already writing my thesis and graduated shortly. We got a tiny room in a communal apartment, total 14 rooms, each room housing whole family from 2 to 5 people. There were 2 toilets and 1 wash sink, no bathtub or shower, and 1 kitchen with 2 ranges, 4 burners each, 8 burners for 14 families. Think about making breakfast or dinner, taking turns and hating each other. But now I had to start somehow making sure we have food. I started working and had to leave home to get to work way before stores opened. But by the time I left work, going to stores for food was useless. The shelves would be empty. So this is what we did. There were 3 or maybe 4 young girls working on the same floor. We all were serving the first Russian IBM type computer. We all had families, and our families needed to eat. So one of us went grocery shopping almost every morning. She would hang her coat or jacket on the back of her chair, put her purse on her desk, put an extra coat we kept for this purpose on, and run to the nearest store and buy what she could find to share with the other girls. If a manager asked about missing girl, we would say she is in the bathroom, or that she went to the other building to fetch computer tapes, or a similar lie. Lying was the way of life, way to survive, way to hide. Everybody was lying, and everybody knew that everybody was lying. And the elephant in the room was that lie about socialism and the communism.